They don't have to do anything when they come into my office. All I do is I give them a list of what they're going to need, which consists of a DD-214, marriage certificate if they're married, medical information. Then I'm going to do all the forms, put it all together, pack it, and send it to VA. Same with pension benefits. Pension benefit, the veteran had to have served during wartime. They also need to have a income level that's right around poverty level or below. And then that program is there for them to help them get up to what they call a maximum allowable pension rate. A MAPR is what the VA sets at a certain rate to get them up to that.